John and Doug, back then, John, when I was with Keith Case, and John was with Keith Case and Associates, we did a lot of dates together. And there was a lot of stuff that happened on the road. When he was getting all the death threats, that was funny. Oh, yeah.
Death threats?
Yeah, I knew that'd get your attention. And I'm not going to tell you. But, yeah. And when we used to play these places in East St. Louis, Doug and I and John, they used to sneak me in because I was always underage. And I remember one place called May and Ray's. And as those places, about 11 or 12 o'clock, you started looking around, getting ready to duck because something was going to happen. And sure enough, something happened, and Doug got in this brawl with this guy who was trying to poke him in the eye with a broom because it was a broom dance. And next thing you know, this whole brawl started, and John just kind of stepped back. He said, well, I didn't want to get my banjo in a fight. So he just stepped back and let it. But there was all kinds of stuff like that went on when we played these old bars. But when you're a kid, you'll play anywhere just to play. Square dance, bars, anywhere you can, because that was the passion and the magic of playing back then. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Oh, living in St. Louis? I did not live there. I lived on the farm. And Douglas lived on the farm, but after Douglas graduated from high school, he went to college at Washington University. And my dad had a job that he'd had since the Depression. He was never without a job. We didn't know what going hungry was because we always had something. And so my dad worked up there, and we would go up there and spend the summers, or like I said, when Doug went to Washington U, and then I went to Southern Illinois University, I stayed up there. But my home and Doug's home was in Missouri, Salem. I'm sorry?
Were you doing the music with John?
Yes, yeah. Well, John, they would come on weekends. You know, it was a weekend thing, and I would drive up from the city. I mean, from the Salem, I was 16, and I'd drive this old pink convertible I had from 54 Plymouth that had Bluegrass Special on the side. I had painted on there. I thought that was cool. And I would drive up there, and Doug and I and John would pick. Let's just pick and pick and pick and pick. That's what we did, pick and pick. Yes.